The silent crisis, when voices go unheard. Have you ever shared an idea in a meeting only to have it ignored, then watched someone else suggest the same thing minutes later to enthusiastic approval? Or carefully explained your perspective to a manager who nodded along but then made decisions that completely disregarded your input? These moments aren't just frustrating, they represent a fundamental breakdown in organizational communication that affects productivity, engagement, and ultimately, success. The feeling of not being heard is pervasive across workplaces. According to research, a staggering 74% of employees feel they're missing out on company news and information, while only 40% believe their organization keeps them informed about changes. The communication gap doesn't just affect information flow, it directly impacts whether people feel valued, respected, and included. In this article, we'll explore why people don't feel heard, the devastating consequences for both individuals and organizations, and most importantly, how effective leaders can transform their communication approaches to create environments where everyone's voice matters. The solutions aren't complex, but they require intentional leadership practices that go beyond superficial listening. The psychology of being heard, a fundamental human need. The need to be heard isn't just a preference, it's hardwired into our psychology. From infancy, humans seek validation through communication. When we express ourselves and receive meaningful responses, our brains release dopamine, creating positive associations with the interaction. This neurological reward system explains why meaningful communication feels so satisfying and why being ignored or dismissed feels like a threat. Recognition as validation. When someone truly listens to us, they validate our existence and worth. Psychologists have found that feeling unheard triggers the same brain regions associated with physical pain. This explains why being ignored in a meeting or having your ideas dismissed without consideration can feel like a personal attack rather than a simple oversight. Psychological safety and expression. Organizational psychologist Amy Edmondson's pioneering work on psychological safety highlights that environments where people feel safe to speak up without fear of embarrassment or punishment are significantly more innovative and productive. The ability to express thoughts without repercussion is fundamental to both individual well-being and organizational success. In a fascinating study highlighted in this insightful presentation on psychological safety in teams, researchers found that teams where members spoke in roughly equal measure, rather than having one or two dominant voices, consistently outperformed groups with less balanced participation. The simple act of creating space for every voice directly translated to better outcomes. Why people don't feel heard, the communication barriers. Understanding why communication breaks down is the first step toward fixing it. Here are the most common reasons people feel their voices go unheard in organizational settings. Selective listening and cognitive bias. Leaders often suffer from selective listening, hearing only what aligns with their existing beliefs or plans. This confirmation bias creates a filtering effect where contradictory information or challenging perspectives are subconsciously dismissed. When this happens consistently, employees quickly learn that certain types of input aren't welcome, regardless of their value. Status and power dynamics. Hierarchical structures naturally create communication barriers. People in positions of lower authority often feel their input carries less weight, especially when leadership styles reinforce power distances. Research shows that the higher someone rises in an organization, the more likely they are to overestimate how well they listen to others below them in the hierarchy. The illusion of listening. Perhaps most damaging is when leaders practice what communication experts call performative listening, going through the motions of hearing others without any intention of incorporating their input. This might include nodding along in meetings, asking for feedback that never influences decisions, or creating suggestion boxes that collect dust. This performative approach to communication ranks among the most damaging professional mistakes, as it erodes trust far more than straightforward non-listening. Meeting structures that silence. Traditional meeting formats often amplify existing communication barriers. Tightly scheduled agendas with little room for discussion, large forums where only the loudest voices are heard, and cultures that reward quick decisions over thoughtful deliberation all contribute to environments where many perspectives remain unshared. Digital communication pitfalls. The shift toward digital and remote work has introduced new challenges. Text-based communication lacks the nuance of face-to-face interaction, making it easier to misinterpret tone and intent. Video meetings can amplify existing power dynamics and make it harder for introverted team members to contribute effectively. The devastating impact of not being heard. When people consistently feel their voices don't matter, the consequences extend far beyond momentary frustration. Here's what happens in organizations where listening failures become systemic. Disengagement and quiet quitting. Employees who don't feel heard gradually withdraw their discretionary effort. They may physically remain in their roles but emotionally disconnect from the organization's mission and goals. This phenomenon, recently labeled quiet quitting, represents a massive loss of human potential and organizational capability. Innovation bottlenecks. Innovation depends on diverse perspectives and the free flow of ideas. When certain voices are systematically excluded or ignored, organizations limit their creative potential. The best solutions often come from unexpected sources or the combination of different viewpoints, all of which are lost when communication channels are effectively closed for certain people. Decision-making blind spots. Leaders who don't truly hear diverse perspectives develop significant blind spots in their decision-making. Without exposure to challenging viewpoints or frontline observations, they may miss critical risks or opportunities. The inability to consider alternative perspectives often leads to flawed reasoning and suboptimal choices. Talent exodus. In today's competitive talent landscape, feeling valued and heard ranks among the top factors in employee retention. A recent study found that 74% of employees would consider leaving their jobs if they didn't feel their feedback was taken seriously. For high-potential employees who typically have multiple options, the threshold for departure is even lower. Cultural toxicity. Perhaps most concerning is how communication failures cascade through an organization. When leaders don't listen, mid-level managers often adopt similar patterns, creating a culture where dismissiveness becomes normalized at every level. As leadership expert Kylie Stone notes, the way leaders listen sets the tone for how everyone in the organization communicates. How effective leaders create listening cultures. The good news is that communication cultures can be transformed through intentional leadership practices. Here's how effective leaders create environments where everyone feels heard. Embracing authentic curiosity. Great listeners start with genuine curiosity, a sincere desire to understand perspectives different from their own. This isn't about going through the motions of asking questions, but cultivating real interest in what others bring to the table. Leaders who approach conversations with curiosity rather than certainty signal that they value diverse thinking. Creating psychological safety. Psychological safety, the belief that one won't be punished or humiliated for speaking up, forms the foundation of effective communication cultures. Leaders build this safety by acknowledging their own mistakes openly, responding positively to challenging feedback, explicitly inviting diverse perspectives, protecting those who raise unpopular viewpoints, demonstrating vulnerability in appropriate contexts, practicing visible response. Being heard goes beyond the initial listening moment. People need to see that their input influences outcomes in some way. Effective leaders make the connection between input and action visible, even when they don't implement every suggestion. This might mean explaining how feedback shaped a decision, incorporating elements of various perspectives into final plans, or simply acknowledging valuable contributions publicly. Distributing voice equitably. Inclusive leaders actively work to distribute voice more equitably across their teams. They notice who isn't speaking and create space for their contributions. This might involve using structured discussion formats, implementing round-robin participation, or creating alternative channels for those who process information differently or prefer to communicate in various formats. Modeling deep listening. Perhaps most powerful is when leaders model what effective listening looks like. This means demonstrating behaviors like putting away devices during conversations, taking notes on key points, asking clarifying questions, paraphrasing to confirm understanding, following up on previous discussions, avoiding interruptions, maintaining genuine eye contact and engaged body language. When leaders consistently demonstrate these behaviors, they not only improve their own understanding but establish norms that ripple throughout the organization. Practical strategies, the Listening Leader's Toolkit. Beyond cultural approaches, specific tactics can dramatically improve how well people feel heard in organizational settings. Restructuring meetings for inclusive participation. Traditional meeting formats often amplify existing power dynamics. Leaders can restructure meetings to ensure broader participation through distributing agendas with discussion questions in advance, using techniques like silent starts where everyone writes their thoughts before discussion begins, implementing the 5-minute rule. After someone shares an idea, the next 5 minutes are devoted to exploring that idea before criticizing or moving on. Creating dedicated discussion time separate from decision-making moments. Using digital tools that allow anonymous input or simultaneous contribution. Feedback systems that close the loop. Effective feedback mechanisms share 3 critical characteristics. Low friction, easy to provide input. Transparency, clear what happens with the feedback. Closure, communicating outcomes back to contributors. Community discussion forums have highlighted how frustrating it is when organizations solicit feedback without ever acknowledging or acting on it. Effective leaders implement systems that close this loop, even when the answer isn't what people hope to hear. Communicating difficult decisions. Not all input can be implemented, but how leaders communicate decisions dramatically affects whether people still feel valued despite outcomes. When delivering news that contradicts what team members hoped for, skilled communicators follow specific principles that maintain trust. Acknowledging the various perspectives considered. Explaining the reasoning behind the final decision. Recognizing valuable elements in non-selected options. Expressing genuine appreciation for all contributions. Outlining what aspects of the input might be implemented in other contexts or future decisions. Creating multiple communication channels. People process and share information differently. Some think best on the spot, while others need time to reflect. Some communicate confidently in large groups, while others prefer one-on-one conversations or written formats. Leaders who create multiple channels for input, synchronous and asynchronous, verbal and written, public and private, dramatically increase the likelihood that everyone finds a comfortable way to contribute. The power of reverse mentoring. Formal reverse mentoring programs, where junior team members regularly share perspectives with senior leaders, create structured opportunities for voices that might otherwise go unheard. These programs not only improve decision-making but send a powerful message about valuing diverse viewpoints regardless of organizational hierarchy. Case studies, transformative listening in action. Organizations that have transformed their listening cultures provide valuable insights into what works. Microsoft's cultural revolution. Under CEO Satya Nadella, Microsoft underwent a fundamental shift from a know-it-all to a learn-it-all culture. This transformation included concrete changes to how the company gathered and responded to employee input. Implementation of regular pulse surveys with visible executive responses. Creation of hackathons where any employee could pitch ideas directly to leadership. Institution of stay interviews rather than just exit interviews. Restructuring of performance reviews to include listening effectiveness as a leadership metric. The results speak for themselves. Microsoft's market value increased over 500% in the 7 years following these changes, and employee engagement scores rose dramatically. Hospitals improving patient outcomes through staff voice. Healthcare organizations have found that patient outcomes improve significantly when frontline staff feel heard. One hospital reduced preventable errors by 37% after implementing daily huddles where any team member could raise concerns. Anonymous reporting systems for potential problems. Leadership rounds focused on listening rather than telling. Decision protocols that required input from multiple disciplines before finalizing patient plans. Small business transformation. Even small organizations see dramatic results from improved listening cultures. A 50-person marketing agency reversed high turnover and declining client satisfaction by instituting quarterly listening tours where leadership met with small groups of employees with no agenda beyond hearing their perspectives. Creating a no bad ideas rule for brainstorming sessions. Implementing a 24-hour consideration period for all major proposals. Training all managers in active listening techniques. Within 6 months, voluntary departures dropped 68%, and client retention improved by 41%. Overcoming common challenges to effective listening. Even with the best intentions, leaders face significant barriers to creating environments where everyone feels heard. Time pressure and decision velocity. In fast-paced environments, taking time to gather diverse perspectives can feel inefficient. However, great communicators understand that phrases like "we don't have time for this discussion" ultimately cost more than they save. Effective leaders balance decision velocity with appropriate inclusion by clearly distinguishing between decisions that require broad input and those that don't. Setting realistic timelines that include consultation phases. Creating fast-track and deliberative-track decision categories with different processes. Confirmation bias and ego protection. Leaders must recognize their natural tendency to favor information that confirms existing beliefs and to protect their self-image by dismissing contradictory perspectives. Overcoming these biases requires designating devil's advocates in important discussions. Creating pre-commitment to evaluation criteria before hearing options. Practicing the Steelman technique, articulating opposing views in their strongest form. Implementing decision journals to track reasoning and reflect on outcomes. Emotional labor of listening. Genuine listening requires significant emotional energy, especially when the content is challenging or delivered with strong emotion. Leaders can maintain their capacity to listen deeply by Building recovery time into schedules between intensive listening sessions. Developing personal mindfulness practices that improve emotional regulation. Creating peer support networks for processing difficult feedback. Working with coaches who help maintain perspective. The leader's listening journey, from transactional to transformative. Becoming a leader who truly hears others is a developmental journey that progresses through several stages. Level 1, performative listening. At this stage, leaders go through the motions of listening without genuine openness to being influenced. They might nod, take notes, and ask questions, but their minds remain unchanged. While this appears respectful on the surface, people quickly sense the lack of authenticity. Level 2, selective listening. Leaders at this level genuinely hear and consider perspectives that align with their existing views or come from people they already respect. While more authentic than performative listening, this approach still creates significant blind spots and reinforces existing power dynamics. Level 3, open listening. At this stage, leaders approach conversations with genuine curiosity and willingness to be influenced. They remain open to changing their minds based on new information and actively seek diverse perspectives. This represents a significant shift from listening to confirm to listening to learn. Level 4, transformative listening. The highest level involves not just being individually receptive but creating systems and cultures where inclusive listening becomes organizational practice. Leaders at this stage build listening into processes, metrics, and cultural norms, ensuring it transcends their personal practice. Moving through these stages requires both self-awareness and concrete skill development. Leaders can accelerate their growth by seeking honest feedback about their listening effectiveness and working with coaches who observe and guide their communication practices. Conclusion. In a business landscape where human capital represents the primary competitive advantage for most organizations, creating environments where everyone feels heard isn't just good leadership, it's good business. Organizations where diverse perspectives shape decisions make better choices, innovate more effectively, and retain top talent more successfully. The journey toward better listening cultures starts with individual leaders who recognize the gap between hearing words and truly understanding perspectives. It continues with intentional practices that create psychological safety, distribute voice equitably, and demonstrate that input genuinely matters. And it culminates in organizational systems that institutionalize inclusive communication as a fundamental operating principle. As we navigate increasingly complex business environments, the organizations that thrive will be those where every voice contributes to collective intelligence, where people don't just speak up but feel genuinely heard. In these environments, the question isn't whether you can afford to listen more effectively, but whether you can afford not to. The path forward isn't complicated, but it requires commitment. Start by examining your own listening practices, seek feedback on how well you receive input, and implement one new approach to broadening participation in your next meeting. The journey toward better listening begins with a single, authentic conversation, one where you might discover perspectives that transform not just your understanding, but your organization's future.